Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
It was a big night for Kelly Raspberry.
Huge.
Big night for Kelly.
Kelly loves embarrassment and humiliation
for
stories.
For other people.
For other people.
Yeah.
She cannot stand it for herself.
No, I think that's the thing, you know, public speaking. I can't tell you how many women came up to me. I got there so early last night because I was terrified. I move up to the burbs.
Right.
So I wanted to make sure I was on time. I showed up 20 minutes early. So I'm just kind of like hanging out,
she
meeting
had
20 everybody.
20 more minutes to stress about it.
Kelly decided she did this to herself.
I did this to myself.
You want to conquer this? I won't say it's a fear.
It is a fear.
Yeah, okay.
And it's a women's networking group. It doesn't cost the women anything. It's really about, you know, business contacts, forming relationships. You never know. I mean, I didn't belong in a sorority, but that's how you build those relationships.
Right.
You use them for business throughout your life. So this is more like a woman's sorority.
So they
right?
asked you, they said, Kelly Raspberry, you're on the radio. You're a professional at speaking to audiences.
A specialist in oratory.
They bring in different speakers.
All the time.
You get to choose whatever you want to talk about, right?
Would you please come down and speak to 200 women?
Empower them.
And that was months ago, and you said, sure.
No, I didn't. Yeah, it was that easy. I was like, sure. No, I went, this friend of mine who was trying to get me to do it, we went back and forth. I'm like, no, I can't. He's like, fine, don't worry about it. I'm like, no, but I should. Mm-hmm. I should, because I need to conquer this fear. I'm asked all the time, and I feel bad saying no. You know how hard it is for me to say
right.
no.
Yeah.
So I feel bad saying no, so I need to conquer this fear. So tell him I'll do it. No, call him back and tell him I can't do it. I just can't. I went back and forth for weeks, and finally I said, okay, it's done. They sent out the email. I'm speaking.
You have to do it.
Have to do it.
Yeah. How long? How much time?
I asked her. She's like, whatever.
Oh, whatever.
She has a sign that says 5 more minutes if somebody's really rambling.
Yeah.
But if the audience is feeling it and, you know,
you can kind of
just
tell.
Keep going.
Yeah.
It's a 6 to 8 event. Traffic was awful. There were some accidents, so it was later getting started for my part than normally. So I probably started about 7, I guess.
And you don't appreciate a really good public speaker unless you've heard a really bad public speaker. And we have. We all have. So,
oh, yeah.
But Kelly, I got confidence in you. I bet you went in there and you owned that room.
I was a nervous wreck. When I was getting ready to leave my house, my heart started pounding.
Yeah.
It pounded the whole way there. I mean, this is very real. Like, if people have ever had a panic attack or stress or anxiety, you kind of know what I was feeling.
You start feeling sick, basically.
I was sick. I was clammy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
My heart's pounding. I get there and everybody's like...
Are you sweating?
I can't tell you 100 of those women... But you talk on the radio every
it's
day.
It's not the same.
It's not. You don't understand.
It's not the same.
I have you three.
Yeah,
I'm looking at three people.
Yeah, that's it. That's
I
all
know
talking to.
I know you're out there listening in your car and in bed right now,
yeah.
And it really is kind of cool. And there's American Forces Radio. I know they're listening, but they're just listening to us talk, right?
Now, yesterday, prior to you going to make this speech, you had not written one down.
I didn't write
you
one down because
you were practicing.
That was
rehearsed.
I rehearsed. Because this is the second time.
Yeah.
The first time I did this was back in the fall, and I decided I'm going to write down every word that I want to say in my speech. It was like 10 pages long, because, you know, in real time.
Oh,
in 10 pages in real time, that's a few minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just read it, because I was so nervous that was going to be, I'm just going to read it. I've seen people do that before, and it was fine. But me, being on the radio and how I am... I read like the opening sentence and I looked up and, you know, got distracted and started telling one of my Kelly Raspberry growing up in a ditch
about
stories.
The ditch. Yeah.
And then I went back to my script and I was lost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never doing that again. So I was trying. My goal was to just be myself and talk.
Yeah.
Know where I'm going.
Yep.
And try to get there somehow.
Did you think about writing maybe just some
bullet points
on a card?
Thought about it.
Uh-huh.
Didn't. Okay. I was afraid that would throw me off.
Mm-hmm.
And now I might try that next time because, heaven help me, I got to do this again in a month in front of another women's group.
Oh, my.
Oh.
You're doing it again?
Jenna, that's the only way I'm going to conquer this fear is to keep,
yeah,
you know,
that's
and like,
true.
So I kind of... I know what I did right last night, and I know
it's
what I did
hard.
Very wrong.
It is hard. By yourself is hard. Like, Kelly and I sometimes will switch off. Like, they'll invite Kelly, and she'll say, hey, I'll come with me, or vice
Do
versa.
Do it together.
Do it together. That's one thing. But up there by yourself, it's a whole other world. Because you're like, okay, everybody is looking at
There's
me.
There's more expectation, too. You know,
yeah.
Because it's like you're presenting something, and all eyes are on you, and there's... You know,
and they think I'm going to be funny. I'm like,
right.
That's
oh my
the
God,
worst.
I hope I'm going to be... I don't know if I'm going to be funny or not. I don't know. So anyway,
so we tried to help you out.
To make it better, you sent Greg up there to record me. I had the recorder sitting right there. I'm thinking, they're going to make so much fun of me tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we are.
And I don't know what I'm about to say, but Shannon, who unfortunately is out sick today, she had a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
She said, why don't all of us write you your opening break the ice statement, right?
And this is great because it's like we're there with you.
Well, it took all the pressure off of me.
Right.
Yeah.
Every bit of it, because I got up there and I explained.
Oh, good.
I am so nervous. And my friend John introduced me, and he was telling, she really is this nervous. This is an act. I was sweating. I was wet everywhere. I mean, it was uncomfortable. Oh, wow. Sweat.
Ooh. Like everywhere?
Did you bring backup?
Everywhere.
Underwear?
No. But I'm sorry.
Like even your underwear?
My panties were sweating. It was awful. Have you ever been that nervous? That's
yes.
Like a heat source.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
That's a heat source?
Yes.
Yes. You get off a lot of heat.
Yes, dude.
I'm wet everywhere. It's awful. And I'm like, I told, and I don't know how much they're going to play if they're going to tell me this, but what happened was all of you, Shannon, Big Al, JC, Jenna, wrote something for me to say, put it in a sealed envelope, and your names were on the front of the envelopes, and all I knew was read them in this order.
Okay.
So first I went with JC's letter.
Oh, I opened up the speech.
You opened the opening.
I opened the opening.
Right. So here's Kelly reading JC's
letter. Hello, ladies and guys, if there are any. I'm Kelly Raspberry, and I'm delighted to stand in front of you to talk about women not working. No.
Just be networking, get it?
I happen to work with one of the best not workers in the world, Big Al Mac.
Thank you, Jesse.
I think it is wonderful to put all of us together in a room to figure out how we can live comfortably without aging ourselves with that horrible thing called work. All those horrible people called coworkers. So I would like to welcome you to this not working seminar. I can't wait to learn about being lazy. Okay, JC, that went.
I was not good in
it. I got a laugh in the first one. Yeah.
I should have just kept it.
And next was Jenna's, and I'll have to tell you the truth, Jenna. Yours killed.
No, it did.
It did.
I
was good.
These kinds of things off with the words from the greatest writer of all time. So could everyone please stand up and repeat after me?
My hand up.
I swear I have not. I don't know. I'm sorry, ma'am. You can sit that down if you want.
This older lady was having trouble getting up. This older lady was like, ma'am, you can sit back down. It's really okay.
Was it like the Kanye West thing where there was a lady in a wheelchair or something?
No, there was nobody in a wheelchair, but there was an elderly lady.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It took her. It was fine.
I wasn't sure about the audience
all
for this.
Ages. Okay. All ages. So I was like, ma'am, you can sit back down. It's really okay.
All right, you have to repeat after me. You want a hot body?
You want a hot body?
You want a Bugatti?
Brittany.
You want a Maserati?
You want a Maserati?
You better work, bitch.
That's awesome.
Well done.
Thank you, and please be seated.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And I apologize to that woman. I said, I am so sorry.
That's
that
good.
I made you say that.
That's awesome.
I was like, oh, is Kelly going to get to this? She'll know it's Brittany.
See, that's smart, Jenna. You kept it short and simple.
Yep.
Yeah.
I went too
giving
long.
Commands. I'm so glad that went over
funny.
Well.
It
I
was
wasn't
funny.
Sure. Okay.
That's cool.
And, you know, we all want to know who the closer is, right? Because there's only four speeches.
Right.
So coming in number three, Shannon Murphy's letter.
Psycho Shannon.
We saved out
when
for
I
last
was
again.
Growing up playing in the South Carolina ditches. Attending Val Dottie's modeling school, chasing my brother around the house with knives. You all did it, come on. And getting fired from Weight Watchers for eating all the food. I thought they were free snacks. Anyway, I never saw myself in a big city like this. In fact, I never thought I'd be a millionaire living in a mansion and being a TV and radio superstar. But I am because of one person. My life was nothing until January of 1999 when Psycho Shannon walked into our studio doors. And yes, into my heart. Since then, she has become my most trusted friend, my soul sister, if you will. She gets me in a way that I never thought possible. I love her like a baseball player likes to adjust his junk on the field. I promised I would read these. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. She is my hero, my girl crush, my sea to shining sea. I would give her a bed of roses if roses didn't have thorns and she wouldn't get a rash from it. I owe it all, including being here with you all on this glorious night, to the one I call my little love bug, Psycho Shannon. You're my girl, little love bug.
All right.
And she has, I have to sing.
You have to sing?
Because the greatest love of all is happening. I'm not saying that. All right.
I wasn't going to do that.
No.
That was like, this ain't working. I'm diving out. That, of course, if you don't listen to the show, was what I had to sing to the girl that was getting ready to go to New York to be a mom. Anyway,
right,
it's a lot of behind-the-scenes jokes in Shannon's letter.
So Kelly is doing opening speeches.
I had to do my opening speeches to break the ice in front of this women's networking group, the women's not working group, JC.
My bad.
And I was so nervous. So Shannon's idea was for everybody to write the opening letter for me.
Right.
And I was told to close with Big Al's.
Is that the one you were most nervous about?
Well, no, I had faith because if the producer Mike saying close with Big Al's, I was like expecting.
Wow.
I'm like, this must be radio gold right here.
Uh-oh. That's a lot of pressure.
I was born a poor black child. I love that man. Sure, it was tough to persevere on the heels of racial discrimination and inequality, but we kept fighting. What else could a strong, proud black family like us do? I remember not being able to... What is this? Oh, Al. I remember not being able to play with the other little black kids in the neighborhood because Mama hadn't made it home yet to press my hair. Mama wanted her babies to look good and take pride in who we were, but eventually, from that little two-bedroom house on the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X, right next to Paul's Pig Feet and Pagers, sitting on the porch drinking that purple drink along with my three siblings, Sarah Bella Rutabaga and my baby sister, Halitosha, came four high school graduates. So look at me now. I'm speaking in front of 200 white women. I made it, Mama. I made it.
God,
I'm
sweating so bad, y'all. So bad.
That's real.
There were a few sisters in the audience.
Okay.
It was, and you people, I don't know if they are familiar with our show as much. So when I open with I was born.
I grew up.
And I look up and I see stone-faced black women looking bad at me.
They don't know who Elle is.
It's going to be Kelly's new
I was born a poor black child.
White women howling, not the few black women.
Well, at the very least, it's funny that you said it, whether they know the movie, know you, or it's still funny.
But the women couldn't have been nicer. They came to me afterwards and told me, because I tried to have a point. And then Greg was there, and I said, Greg, I don't know how to end it. He said, well, just be like Big Al and just say, and that was the end of my speech. So when I got up there and I made my final point, I was like, oh, crap. And that was the end of my speech. I did. And I know the girls in the audience didn't get it because they didn't know the backstory. But Al, thank you for getting me into my speech and getting me out of it.
That was the end of my speech.
Got it.
Well done, Kelly.
That's awesome.
I was born a poor black child.
Yes, you were.
It's my favorite thing Kelly's ever said.
Did you kind of get past your fear a little bit?
No. I beat myself. And, that's just the way I am. I've learned to... You don't know until you do it. You don't get better.
That's true.
Until you fail.
Well, good for you for trying, though.
So
trying
I know what. Here's what I did wrong. I need to learn how to close it. I don't know how to do. I need to end.
Next time we'll write closings.
That's the closing thing.
Tying it back to the
tying
beginning.
It all together.
Yeah.
That's what I need to work on.
Well, you had four beginnings, so that makes it tough.
Yeah, right.
Good job, though, Kelly. You sounded good up there.
They sound
I'm
like
sweating
they
again.
All right,
Kelly's drawers are wet.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Bring Money Name Game!
It's time to win up to $1,000 with the Free Money Name Game.
Yay.
If you have a first initial and a last name initial,
I hope you do.
You can win.
Most people do. Mm-hmm.
The 13th caller at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548. If these are your initials.
Yeah.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll score the $500. Now, if you went on your Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and typed in free money for Kid Nation,
please,
we will double that to $1,000. Before we do that, we got to go into the cash cube.
Mm-hmm. Pick out those initials. Don't call now.
Yeah, don't call now. You got to wait till the initials are called out.
Yeah, otherwise, I'm lying.
Can't win because we don't have initials yet.
Yeah.
All right, let's get them.
Let's spin that wheel and find out who's going in there.
Who hasn't gone twice?
JC has not gone.
I went yesterday.
I went one day.
I haven't gone.
So you're the only one that hasn't got in there?
Yeah, and I was practicing on Monday.
You practiced in the cash cube?
Yeah, well, I want to make sure I knew how to grab.
It's pretty easy.
Okay. I know.
You played football, I would hope. You
practice grabbing scraps of paper.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we do it right.
You're all calling right. Now. Hang on.
Spin the wheels.
Hang up.
Because you still got to be caller 13, so if you're calling now, it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah. No, we're going to block them.
Kelly!
Dang it!
Again.
Kelly, three times in 1 week.
Oh, JC, too bad.
It's fine. Too bad, it's fine. It's good.
Is her name Waited or something?
I forfeit my turn. I want JC to do it. I want you to do it, JC. I want you to go into the weekend happy.
Are you sure?
I forfeit.
Kelly, you deserve it. You did a speech last
night. I did, but you know what? I've got embarrassing sweat stains, and I don't want to be in the cash cube today.
It'll mess up your hair, and your hair looks great today.
There you go. JC, I want you to do this.
Okay, I'm not going
to
say
Is that
no.
okay with you guys if
yeah,
I pass
sure,
it off
sure,
to JC?
Fine.
Yeah.
It's just letters.
That's fine.
I know, but it means so much to you.
He's been practicing.
I'm so excited.
I'm going there. And I want to wear the Britney Spears thing.
You want us to give you more time so you can take your time in there with the...
What's the Britney Spears
Free
thing?
Money, naked!
The headset.
The headset.
And you sing.
You can watch this on TV.
Oh, JC, look how happy he
get
is.
In there and get us
I'm crying.
Get in there. Come on.
I feel dizzy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so excited.
Go in. All right, JC is in the cash cube.
He's like a five-year-old.
Yeah,
we have five sets of the alphabet in there, and you got to pick
smile
two
any
initials.
Bigger?
I'm so nervous right now.
Why are you
Let's
nervous?
Do it.
Because what if I can't
You're
grab
the
it?
Only one that's practiced.
I know.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Get set.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right.
The wind is blowing.
All right, I didn't take it.
S. That's a good one,
S.
JC.
First
good
initial
letter.
S.
What's the second initial in the free money name game? M.
Hooray.
So S&M. If you're legal, yes, it is S&M or M and S. If your legal first and last name begins with an S or an M.
Sammy Mack.
You need to be called Samuel Mack. That's
my
right.
Name.
He could have won $500, but he had to be the 13th caller, Big Al, at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK at caller 13 with initials SM or MS is going to win $500, and we finger crossed we're going to give away $1,000 today.
That was awesome.
Take the glasses off, dude.
Oh.
You can keep them on. You look kind of awesome. Look smart with
glasses
them
with no prescription.
Yeah, you look like you're
educated.
Oh, really?
Like free money name game.
Yeah, you're like a hot chemist.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about chemists.
You know what you learned on Breaking Bad?
Well, you know what we've got coming up in about, is it 12 minutes? Do the math for me. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I was at my speech-given event last night, and a woman came up to me, and she was so excited. She said, I want to thank you for starting this book club. I went out and got the book, Get the Guy.
Oh,
I'm 80 pages in. She is so excited. She said, I'm ready. And she's probably my age. She's, she's a professional workout. She's
what
a professional trainer. Fit, gorgeous.
Really?
Yes. A woman of my age and wisdom. But she's like, I'm ready. I've put my career first for so long. And that's what this book's about. It's about being active, not being passive. We've all been fed the fairy tale. When the time is right, when you're not looking for it, he's going to come along. And there are women who are, they think they're doing all the right things, but they're not meeting quality men. They're not they're not attracting the men they want. And that's why we're going to talk to Matthew Hussey this morning, the man that wrote the book, Get the Guy.
So this is a book club / a club where all the ladies are finding their soulmate, basically.
We hope
they're
so.
Hunting. Women
I
get
mean,
on the hunt.
Yeah.
My goal is to each week we read the book together and we all agree, okay, we're going to take an action step. And this is what we're going to do together. We're going to go out and, you know, you can, I guess, do it at your own pace, but it's more fun if we do it all together.
Yeah, right.
And, like, what is our action step this week? I'm hoping Matthew Hussey will be able to give us the first step. But it's really cool. I mean,
find the guy.
Get the guy. But you got to find the guy to get the guy, right?
Yeah, right.
It takes work.
Right.
It does. It takes a little effort. But
get
it's,
the guy. Keep the guy.
But it's like baby steps because when you read the first chapter, not even, it's not very long. At the end, there's a video series. You log on and it's free and it gives you like your little marching orders for that day. And it's really simple. It's like, I don't want to blow everything, but like for this weekend, for instance, he said, he just said, you need to change things up. If you sit at home on a Saturday night drinking wine, watching movies on the couch, I want you just to not do that this weekend. Break that pattern. Just go out of the house, even if it's for 30 minutes.
Okay.
And he said, I don't care what you do. He's not telling you go to a club. Mm-hmm. He's just telling you to break that habit of sitting at home alone on a Saturday night.
I can't wait to talk to this guy.
I'm so excited. And he's British.
Free money, baby. I'm going to talk to him about my book, Don't Get Got.
Oh,
Don't Get Got?
So negative.
Yeah, you stopped writing your book, Al. What happened?
The book's written.
Okay.
It's his life.
Shelby, will you please tell me your full name?
Shelby Warren McGee.
Shelby Warren McGee. So Shelby McGee, that's an S and M.
That's on your driver's license, McGee?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Look at her calling you, sir.
She's very proper, and she's got her radio turned up too loud in the background because, Shelby, we're trying to tell you, you just won $500.
Yay!
Shelby, turn your radio down.
Yeah, turn the radio down. It's really annoying.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I know everybody wants to hear you on the radio. So listen, Shelby, we have one question for you. After you turn down your radio...
I can't turn out, like, I'm outside. I'm not.
Oh. Okay. Well, then this will just be. Did you, in the last 24 hours, post free money for Kid Nation on any of your social media status updates?
Come on, Shelby.
No.
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 Okay. Okay.
All right, Shelby.
You still get $500.
$500.
Yay.
Oh, Shelby, it's not you, it's us. We're just disappointed in you.
We are. I mean,
she's still waiting to hear this part on the radio.
I know.
Great that you had the S and the M, but you should have posted on your.
You know what? $500 is great to start your weekend with $500. And let Shelby be a lesson for our listeners in more ways than one. You need to go. Are we doing this next week, Mike? Producer Mike, we're doing this next week. Now, you can go post free money for Kid Nation right now. I'm sorry, that's not going to do you any good because we're not playing again until Monday morning at 7:10 Central.
So sometimes,
but within the 24-hour period before that, you need to post free money for Kid Nation.
Did you learn your lesson, Shelby?
Yeah.
All right.
Do it on Sunday Fun Day.
And thank you to CashCube.com for this week.
Thank you, CashCube.
We had fun.
Way to go, CashCube.
And also, unlike Shelby, don't leave your radio turned up when you're talking to us.
She's outside.
Now you see, I know. It's very difficult to hear.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big news. We're excited about this. We're really excited because we get to do a world premiere. And that's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Out of all the shows around the country, an artist can only pick one show.
And around the world,
and around
JC.
The world. Because it is a world premiere. It's not just a U.S. premiere.
Yep.
And this person is known worldwide because of YouTube. She's on Dancing with the Stars right now.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Bethany Mota.
And she's paired up with Derek Huff, right?
Yeah, she's paired up with Derek Huff, who's probably top male dancer on that show now. He's won it a couple times.
All the guys are so great.
I know you like Max's brother. But instead of us telling you what Bethany Mota does, let's give her the honor.
I'm Bethany Mota. I'm 18 years old, and I'm a YouTube vlogger. I am known for making YouTube videos about beauty, fashion, DIY, baking. Hashtag back to school with Beth. It's just all the fun stuff that's in my head. I don't know why, but people seem to like it.
Huh.
So yeah, it's her first song ever. She's doing it with Mike Tompkins, who's done YouTube videos before where he creates all the instruments.
He's acapella, yeah.
Yeah, he's acapella.
With his mouth.
So it's Bethany and Mike Tompkins together. The song's is called Need You Right Now. We're going to world premiere it on Monday.
Okay.
This girl has 7.4 million YouTube subscribers. And I've seen a couple of her videos.
550 million views. 550 million views.
But how many subscribers do we have to our... Kid Nation
channel.
Just for comparison,
don't ask.
It's a matter of maybe a million here, a million there.
Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to.
A few million,
plus or minus 15,
lower. But okay,
yeah, we have 37,000.
Don't go there.
We have 100.
She's also on the cover of a 17 magazine. This
nice. She's just 18 years old.
She's 18 years old doing all these things just because of YouTube's.
Like it.
YouTube's.
How come we didn't hit it big on YouTube?
I feel unaccomplished when all these people younger than me have done so many cool things.
There's still time. There's still time.
It's not like we didn't try to do YouTube's.
There's still time for us.
Like this guy that Kelly bought his book, and I think he's younger than me. And he's written a book about finding love.
Yeah. I need to do some research on Mr. Matthew Hussey. You know, he's the one telling me how to get the guy. How does he get got?
By the way, world premiere is 7:30 Central. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, that's Monday morning.
Yeah.
So back to your boy, Kelly.
Yeah, my girlfriend, I was at lunch one day, and she pulled this. She has a big bag like me. You know, it's just like the whole world is in your bag. And she rifles through, and she pulls out this book, the paperback version of the number one bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list, Get the Guy.
Get the Guy.
By Matthew Hussey. She said, you got to read this. You got to read this. It's time. And I was like, okay.
Did you take that as a bit of a slap to the face?
No, it's not a slap to the face. It's not a slap to the face. It's not that I don't see people. It's just that I don't have that one love affair that I want.
You need guidance.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt
to have a little guidance.
It doesn't hurt to have a little guidance, right? And to find your true, like, I would love to have a partner in life again, right?
Yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. I thought I had one. That kind of messed up. We messed that up.
I think we just get stuck in ruts of doing the same thing all the time. It's like, well, I never meet anyone. Well, maybe we are doing it wrong.
Just doing it wrong. It's, you know, a lot of times men may be hitting on us, according to Matthew Hussey, but we're not picking up on their cues.
So he
teaches you how to recognize when a man is hitting on you.
Right.
And knowing what to do after you recognize that. Because some of us might freak out and just walk away. What if we're just sitting at home waiting for the pizza delivery guy to show up? And maybe you'll get lucky and that's the love of your life. But unless you're out there meeting people and being active, and it's not about trapping a man.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Why do you think it is? You're so negative about this whole get the guy thing.
I wasn't being negative toward it. Well, I'm just saying, us as guys, we want you to want us. But
right.
We don't want to feel like we were manipulated.
Okay.
We want you to be smart enough to manipulate us without us knowing it.
Well, that's what he's teaching us to do.
Well, why don't we talk to the actual man who wrote the book?
I'll be open about it. I'll listen to what he's got to say.
Because we have him on the phone, but he needs a proper music.
You better be nice to him, Al.
He's British. You have to be nice to British people.
Kelly, do us the honors of introducing us to your friend.
I'm very excited that for the first time ever, I get to talk to Matthew Hussey, the author of Get the Guy.
Hi, Matthew.
That's quite possibly the most lovely introduction I've ever had.
It was short and sweet, but I mean it with every fiber of my being.
The music's actually made me quite sentimental. I know.
Hold on. I'm not done yet with the introduction, Matthew. Here you go.
Wow.
Make it royal.
There you go.
All right, Matthew, I'm very excited. I've asked our listeners to go online and register. I want to be like the Oprah of radio and have my own book club. And you're the first book in our book club because a girlfriend recommended it to me, and she's so excited about it. I had a woman come up to me last night at this event and say she was so excited to have you on this morning. She's already 80 pages in, and we're ready to get started. So why don't you tell us a little bit, for those who aren't familiar, your background and how you came to write Get the Guy.
I started out actually working with men. I coached around 10,000 men in their love lives. Not by purpose. I actually was working with people on their confidence. But every time I would work with a guy, or at least every other time, guys would start asking me questions about women and about their love lives. And I figured, wow, there seems to be this intricate connection between people's love lives and their confidence. So I worked with guys. And 2 years later, women started coming to me saying, why don't you do the same for us? I didn't, because I was truthfully terrified of doing it for women. The idea, guys were very simple. They would show up to a seminar room, they have a pen and paper, and they say, we don't care who you are or where you're from. If you have the answers, just tell us. Whereas women were very different. Women, they had their own skepticisms. They were concerned about things. Who was I? Where was I from? What am I all about? I knew that there was a lot more to get over there, but, you know, by this point in my career, we've had over 100,000 women through our live tours, and over 3 million women come through our programs online. So we feel like we've learned a little bit about what to do in this area.
And do you have, like, a way for these women who've gone through your program to come back and say it was successful? I mean, is there a way to do a percentage of how successful they are with using your methods?
I'd be lying if I said we could measure percentages, but we have emails every day with wedding invites and people telling us that they now have children because of the work that we gave them. And, you know, the one of my main members of staff, I'm now the godfather of two of her children. She originally came on my seminar. So we have stories like this left, right, and center.
Well, I'm excited. Now, Big Al, who I work with on the show, say hello and be nice, Big Al.
Hello, Matthew.
He has got he's got a bad attitude about this. He thinks you're teaching women how to trap men and that we're manipulating men, and he doesn't think that's fair.
Matthew, would you agree? Would you agree as a guy, as a man, that we want you, if you are going to manipulate, when we want women to manipulate us, but do it in a way where we don't feel manipulated?
Well, I think I think the assumption that anyone doesn't want to be manipulated is wrong. I think we all want to be manipulated all the time. Mm-hmm. When we go and see a comedy show, we want to be manipulated. We want the comedian to make us laugh. You know, when we watch a TV show, we want a thriller to make us scared or dramatic. When
you
we're
tell
in a
him,
relationship,
Matthew.
We want to be manipulated into feeling love and excitement and joy and all of these things. So manipulation has a negative connotation, but the truth is, we want someone. What woman doesn't want to be manipulated by a guy where he walks into a coffee shop, says something charming and makes her feel excited and give her a great story to go home with us to her friends and talk about. We all want it. We just want the positive version of manipulation.
Oh, I'm picking
so
up what you're
dropping. Teaching women how to manipulate guys in a negative way, but in a way that's actually going to bring them more happiness.
In other words,
yeah, stupid. Matthew, I'm curious because I know you're young. How did you come to this knowledge? How did you become an expert
at such a young age?
Yeah, on getting the guy.
I think I had a kind of natural ability with people growing up. I didn't have a natural ability with women. I was terrible with women growing up. I didn't know how to go and talk to the woman that I was attracted to. But in a way, that gave me more of an understanding of what that game was actually like, because I wasn't one of those guys who could just walk up and talk to anybody. I actually related more to the guy who always ended up dating the person he didn't want, because I was too afraid to approach the person I did want. So that, to me, gave me that understanding of the other side. And then when I came to women, I'd learned so many stories from men from coaching them. It wasn't that, you know, it's stupid when people say, you're a guy, so you know guys. No, that's like saying you're a woman, so you know all women. That's ridiculous. I knew guys because I'd worked with a ton of them. So by the time I came to women, it wasn't assumption. It was me having field tested all of this and understood guys much, much better. And I also understood that when women were saying, oh, guys are all players, or guys are all sleazy, or guys are all cheaters, or whatever, I also knew that there was this whole world of men that women weren't meeting, because there were a ton of guys, like I was, who weren't even talking, weren't walking up to the first woman that they found attractive and hitting on her. They were actually hanging back, talking to their friends, hoping that women would give them more of a sign.
Wow. All right. Well, this is Matthew Hussey. We're talking to the author of Get the Guy. We've got hundreds of women who've signed up for our book club, and we're all starting to read it. I want to do it like together, where we all try a technique together. So this weekend's going to be our first weekend going out there and trying something. So what's your best piece of advice for women who are wanting to go out there and just do that first baby step?
Well, I think the first baby step is to not just, it's obvious to say leave your house, but do something that you wouldn't normally do. We're all in a routine. So we go to work, we go home, we eat dinner, we call the same friend, we go to bed, we go to work, we eat dinner, we go out with that same friend, we go to the same bars, the same clubs, we do all the same things. Go somewhere that you wouldn't normally go. Do something that you wouldn't normally do. Now, it doesn't have to be a club. It doesn't have to even be a bar. You could just go to a different class of something you wouldn't normally do. If you, for example, go take a boxing class where you know you're going to be around guys. Go to a rock climbing class where you know you're going to be around guys. Or even just be in a different coffee shop than you normally go to. That's step one, break your routine. The second part is actually speak up. Because you may think you're giving obvious signals to guys, but us guys, even if we think we have a signal, many of us are then wondering, well, you've now given us a problem. Okay, maybe we think you want us to come up to you, but we're terrified of what we should say. What's the perfect way to approach you? Because we don't feel like we can just go up and say, hey, how are you? Most of us don't, at least. So give us a little extra. One of the easy ways to do this is to ask a guy a favor. Now, I'm going to give one simple way of doing of approaching a guy and one slightly more advanced way. So if you want to talk to a guy in a very easy way, go and say to him, I'm so sorry, I could really use your help with something. Boom. Now, as soon as you say that, a guy's provide and protect instincts come out.
Yeah.
He feels needed. He feels wanted. So he's like, okay, anything. You know, I'll be your knight in shining armor for 2 seconds. So you say, I could really use your help with something. Now, you can follow that up with whatever you want. If it's directions, you know, do you know where this is? Great. If it's, what's good on this menu? Great. Do that. If it's, can you hold my jacket while I give these drinks to my friends? I haven't got enough hands. Great. When you come back, he's going to say yes. Guys don't say no to this.
No, we don't.
When you come back, you're going to take your jacket back or whatever it is, and you're going to say, thank you so much, you're a gentleman. How's your day going anyway?
And then boom.
Now it feels like you're in a conversation that you didn't actually start, even though you did. In other words, he feels like he's now making the first move, even though you were the one that chose him.
It's manipulation, so, Al.
It's manipulation.
That's manipulation. Matthew, that's great.
So don't just say thank you. I mean, you've got to continue the conversation.
Yeah.
Continue the conversation. And the second way, this is a little harder, or it requires a little more confidence, but it's super easy to do. You don't even have to get out of your chair. Make eye contact with a guy 3 or 4 times over the space of a few minutes if you're sat in a coffee shop or somewhere don't be doing this in a dark alley. I'm talking about a safe environment here.
Yeah.
So you're in a safe environment. You make eye contact a few times. And then when you know you've got him, when you know you've got that eye contact and that connection, just wave him over.
Oh, no, I can't.
Make yourself welcoming.
I can't.
Yeah.
Wave him over and then what?
Well, here's the great part. You don't even have to have anything interesting to say. He comes over and you just say, I just wanted to say hi. I'm Jane.
But you're saying to wave him over, don't go to him.
Right.
No, don't go to him. He's now come over to you. He's the one who's going to have to carry on the conversation. All you've done is given him a name. So very, very simple. He's going to now carry on the conversation. And it still plays to that dynamic of the guy doing the work because you've waved him over, not the other way around.
So is sending him a drink a bad idea as a girl?
I wouldn't.
No?
Too aggressive?
You can. Listen, it's confident, and there are many women that can pull that off. So if you're asking me for a mass piece of advice that can apply to everybody who's a little shy right now about maybe taking action in this area or feels a little rusty, I don't think sending a drink over is the best first move.
Okay, yeah. But it can work, but not your odds aren't in your favor. So, okay.
By the way, I got something together for your readers.
Yay,
today
what?
Because I was so honored. I was very honored that you chose my book.
Okay.
And I put something together, which is the 9 copy and paste text messages that get any guy to chase you. And I've literally they're complimentary, then free of charge. They're just to help people with their journey through the book.
So it's flirt texting.
They can go to 9texts.com.
Okay.
9texts.
And it's going to complement everything that they're reading in the book. Because if they've got a guy they like right now, because they may say, I already met a guy I like. What do I do? Well, I have these 9 messages. You can literally copy and paste them and hit send. And they're going to change the reaction you get from him. So they're at 9texts.com.
We'll even put a link on our website at Kid Nation, Matthew, to help you out with that, just in case people missed out on it.
Thanks. All right, so here's our marching orders from Matthew Hussey. Mm. First, you got to get the book, get the guy.
Uh-huh.
We're going to break up our normal routine this weekend, right? Do something outside the box.
Yes.
Let me see. What was the other one? It was ask for help.
Uh-huh.
Ask for help. I should have written these down. And the third is make the eye contact three or four times and then wave him over.
Oh. That's correct.
And go to 9texts.com. So Matthew, I'm so excited. I'm so optimistic.
I love that. By the way, that's all you, more than anything else, you need optimism. Because as soon as you go in disillusioned or bitter or with negative attitude, you've already lost the game before you've even started.
Perfect. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you get that book and sign up for Kelly's Book Club at KidNation.com.
Thank you, Matthew Hussey.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Oh,
so excited.
The book's called Get the Guy. Kelly's all over it.
He didn't ask him if he got got.
So, fellas.
We'll have to save that for another time.
Yeah,
we're
sure we're going to talk to him again. So
fellas, if a girl does that to you this weekend, you know.
Al.
You know you're about to get
women,
got.
They want to get in.
You're about to get got.
And the guy should have been making the move.
Just letting you know.
You're not getting got. You're falling in love and starting a beautiful relationship.
You be warned.
Be warned.
Be warned for
be
what?
Be warned that a woman wants you. You should be flattered.
Just telling you, fellas. Just be honest.
Your catchphrase is Guga Gotcha.
Yeah. That's true.
Dr. Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hi, this is JC, president of Squirrel Lovers United Together.
SL. Oh, okay.
Happy National Squirrel Awareness Month, everybody.
Thank you, JC.
Squirrels! Squirrels!
And because it is National Squirrel Awareness Month.
And now, JC's fun squirrel fact of the day.
Whoa. Thank you, announcer.
Wow.
There's a fact.
It can be frustrating when you're driving down the road to have squirrels run in front of your car, and then they change direction several times instead of simply just running straight across the street.
Yeah.
Why do they do this? Are they suicidal? No. They make these erratic movements because they're trying to confuse the oncoming vehicle.
Oh.
Well.
Often turning fatal.
It's not working.
It didn't get me.
So.
I got you.
Now you know.
I guess they're looking at it as a predator.
Uh-huh. And they're trying to confuse them. Squirrels are shifty people.
Okay. I get that.
That was your squirrel fact of the day.
Man, there was a dead one in the road last night, JC, and I immediately thought of you.
Mm-hmm. I know, Kelly.
Dead squirrels make me think of you now.
Please don't send me dead squirrel pictures.
Send the squirrels.
Send me
to the
cute squirrels. Yeah.
Send squirrel roadkill to the studio?
No. Real live squirrels. In celebration of National Squirrel Awareness Month, we decided to bring out another album for you. Now that's what I call squirrel music. Volume 4 is ready for you.
Hey, squirrel lovers! Just in time for the celebration of National Squirrel Awareness Month, Squirrel Lovers United Together has done it again.
Yeah.
Now that's what I call Squirrel Music Volume 4. In this album, you'll get the hits and nothing but the hits, but better because these songs are about squirrels. Volume 4 features this jam from the Mean Trees of Brooklyn.
Cheer! It's your boy Squirrel C. This goes out to my squirrel. My main squirrel. Beyond squirrel. This goes out to the little squirrels. And my squirrel friend. Squirrel Auntie. Yeah.
I love squirrels, 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 squirrels. I do adore.
Yo, put your paw on this player, cause I would love to feed you. Holla at you when I come back home. Yeah.
Nice.
Are boy bands more your thing?
Yes.
Well, we couldn't find a real one, so we got two random dudes who sound more or less like a boy band. And I ask you, who needs a girlfriend when you can have a squirrel friend?
Won't you be my squirrel friend? I'll give you food. I know you hear your friends when they say you should. If you were my squirrel friend, I'd play you my guitar. Keep you from getting hit by a car. Yeah, you should be my squirrel friend.
That's right. The best songs about girls are now the bestestest songs about squirrels. Get your boots ready, because these squirrels are gone country.
Country squirrel, eat off of me. Squirrel, eat off of me. Squirrel, eat off of me. Yum. Country squirrel, eat off of me. Squirrel, eat off of me. Squirrel, eat off of me. I got so many walnuts in my hand.
Just make sure you nice. Don't get bit. Whoa, that hurts. By now, that's what I call Squirrel Music Volume 4, and receive this bonus track sang by a foreigner covering Foreigner.
I've been waiting, I've been waiting for a squirrel like you.
Nice line.
That's totally weird because it's squirrel, right? Why would I do that?
Yeah, it's weird. Celebrate National Squirrel Awareness Month and grab a copy of Now That's What I Call Squirrel Music Volume 4. Do it today or you won't be able to find your car keys. Because I have them. I have all the car keys.
Wow.
My announcer's
way too into that.
Yeah. Oh, I love him.
Announcer's way into that.
Now that's what I call Squirrel Music Volume 4.
Love
but
it.
Wait.
Which has been
there's
the best?
More? There's more?
Oh,
there's
whoa.
Squirrel?
We got bonus track?
We have a squirrel retaliation.
What?
A brewing. You do recall, now that's what I call Squirrel Music Volume 1.
Squirrel, squirrel, squirrels!
Where we got that magic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. From the Chicker, our producer.
Yeah.
Well, he is the producer, which means he does get the ISOs.
Which the isolation mic.
Which is when you isolate somebody singing without the track.
Basically, he spends hours and hours making that sound as wonderful
oh,
as
yeah.
it
yeah.
does. Yeah.
So before this person runs in here and turns off all the equipment, we'll just play it for you. This is your
Won't
squirrel.
You be my squirrel friend.
Isolation Wait. Of the week.
Who is that?
Oh, that sounds
Won't
like great.
Be my squirrel friend. I'll give you food. I know you hear your friends say they say you should. Because if you were my squirrel friend, I'd play you my guitar. I'll keep you from getting hit by a car. Yeah, you should be my squirrel friend.
Oh, my God.
Nice what? Job, Greg. Nice job overall.
Yeah, turn on Greg's mic real quick. Please, hold on.
Oh, you can use mine.
What happened, Griggles?
I'm so great. Like, that was so much better than anything you did on that.
Oh.
Yeah, you should be my squirrel friend.
That's good falsetto, Greg.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah,
can you play it again now that we've already laughed? So
yeah,
I can
play it one more time before we go to
I want to hear it now that I've laughed.
Go ahead, Trey.
Man.
Won't you be my squirrel friend?
Oh, my God.
I'll give you food. I know you hear your friends say they say you should. Because if you were my squirrel friend, I'd play you my guitar. Keep you from getting it by a car. Yeah, you should be my squirrel friend.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
Oh, my God. I hope people think that's as funny as we do.
The amount of talent in this building
I can't believe it.
Totally underwhelming.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell, we do this all in-house.
Yeah.
All in-house.
I mean, yeah, when you have to call out and sub out for talent, man, you don't have to go far.
No way.
You just go in the next studio over there, when you production.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show crew.
My squirrel friend.
Wow. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Squirrel friend.
Yeah, right. Be my squirrel friend. Thanks, Ray. I got a text from somebody on the show the other day.
Why are we just playing random? Did you hit that button by mistake?
No. He meant to hit girlfriend.
That's Trey. Just keep your shirt on, dude.
Trey's good.
He doesn't know how to talk to the mic.
Psycho Shannon's out today.
There it goes. All right.
Hey, what's up, Trey?
So, girlfriend, we're talking about text from the ex.
Right.
Ties all in together.
I got you.
We're getting there.
Okay. I'm picking up what you're dropping down.
I'm talking
down.
About zombies, and suddenly there's squirrel friends. And
we're getting there.
I personally would have gone with
my squirrel friend.
You know, one of those.
Yeah, this one works.
I'm confused.
I love you, Trey.
All right.
When y'all confuse me, it's bad.
I got a text from somebody on the show the other day.
Okay.
That said, do you think this will work? And then a picture came in. And it was probably the smartest thing this person could have done to avoid an ex.
Okay, I don't. Okay, what?
This person got text messages from an ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
I'm talking about Jenna.
Okay, let's just cut to the chase. Yeah. Jenna. So Jenna got a text.
I got this message from someone. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, let me start with this. There's this. Yes, I am single, broken up. And you know how this goes. If someone... I said I wanted to be together, but you don't want to be together anymore, so you got to leave me alone.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to don't do this once a week, once every 2 weeks,
liking
an Instagram photo or commenting. It's like, you know, I don't need the friend. I don't want the friend. I wanted everything else.
It beats you down when you
do that. Don't just try and plant the seed and stay in the peripheral because it almost seems mean. But no matter how many times you tell someone to stop texting, after like a week, they'll text. Right.
Because you're ready to move on. You're done.
I don't have a choice. Yeah, sure. No, I didn't want to, but I don't have a choice. Yeah. So, yes, at a certain point, it's like, okay, well, if I don't get my way, then this is the only choice I have is please, you got to leave me alone, kind of like out of sight, out of mind, so I can move on.
And heal. Good. You want to heal, and it's impossible to heal when you got this guy texting you. And
yeah, like, you know, like if it's just 10 o'clock and it's thunderstorming, and it's like, I bet, is Max scared? It's like, we don't talk anymore, so don't do this to me, because I wanted to be with you.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
And so
he's trying to still be friends. That makes him not a bad guy. That's what the thing is with guys. They don't want to be the bad guy.
Yeah, true.
So let's still be friends after a breakup. No.
It's like, look, I don't hate you, but just like leave it be. So this has been, I'm going on like 7 weeks, not that I've kept track or anything, but I found this Instagram account 2 weeks ago, right? It had like 10,000 followers. I'm always on Instagram, and it's called Text from Your Ex, and it's screenshots of funny conversations.
Oh, cool.
And it kind of inspired me to do what I did, which I'll tell you in a second.
Because pretty genius.
It's either pretty genius or pretty...
mean?
No, not mean. I'm not mean. It's funny. It's inventive. So I'll tell you what it is in a way to... I haven't heard from him since. And I'll tell you what I did.
Because
this is where the inspiration came from. Text from your ex. Only a 2-week-old Instagram account.
Uh-huh.
JC and I are going to reenact some of the real conversations. People can submit these and they post them. This Instagram account went from 10,000 followers 2 weeks ago. And I just looked. 260,000.
Oh, wow.
In just a couple weeks. Text from your ex. Okay. So we're going to reenact some of these real life conversations between exes.
I'm ready. You smell and look like a Sesame Street character.
It's been a year. Leave me alone.
A year?
A year, okay, wow.
You've been sitting on that for a year, dude?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
There's absolutely no way we're hanging out. Nothing good can come from that. You're engaged.
Why are you being like this? Why can't you just hang out with me?
Because I don't want to.
This sucks. I still love you very much.
Oh.
He's engaged, by the way, people.
Oh man.
Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Go away.
I just think we need to talk about some things.
We broke up 7 months ago, so no, we don't.
Yeah, you still have my Sonicare, though.
My Sonicare.
Okay, I'm going to...
Oh, man.
I'm going to be reading the dates, the timestamp dates on this one, because that makes it more interesting.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right.
October 1st.
Libby?
January 21st.
Libby?
February 24th.
Hi, Libby.
April 21st.
Hey, Libby.
October 8th.
Libby!
Oh, man.
These guys can't find girlfriends.
These texts from your ex, screenshots from real conversations.
I used
all
to
right?
have one like that, yeah.
Your life may be fine without me, but you know it's better with me in it.
I thought the same thing about pizza, and then I realized it made me fat, and I stopped eating it.
Hey. There you go.
Dang.
Next one.
Right. I like a smart comeback.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is
love that.
Smart. Here we go. All caps. You are a terrible person. Like, hands down, you are the top five of the most horrible people I've ever met. I just want to sit naked in bed with you and eat Chipotle.
Go choke on a burrito.
I love you.
All right.
Lonely man there.
Late night. Thinking of you naked. Ignore last text, not meant for you.
Oh, dang.
All right.
Dang.
Here we go.
This one's intense.
Okay. I hate how you can do this to me. How the can you do this to me? I'm taking a baseball bat to your car tonight, you B.
Whoa.
Be expecting some dents.
I was in the bathroom.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You want to keep hearing some more texts from the ex.
So we got more?
Funny.
We have some more.
Texts
yeah.
from the
and
ex.
I have mine. I want to see what you guys think. Yeah.
I've spent the whole commercial break reading them on the
they're
Instagram
great.
Account. And there's some of them we just can't repeat because they're so
some
vulgar.
Some of my favorites are vulgar. Yeah. Yes. You can find texts from the ex on Instagram. Let's continue, with JC and I.
With the dramatic conclusion of what Jenna did to her ex.
Yeah.
But here we go.
12:28 a.m.
You're a real B. And no. That is not a drunk text.
9:30 a.m.
I lied. That was definitely a drunk text. My bad.
Wow.
Here we go. Next one.
Uh-huh.
I've been thinking about us and everything ever since our breakup, and I wanted to tell you something.
What?
Nothing really, actually. I just wanted to get your attention. Can I come pick up my Animal Planet DVD? I miss watching it when I'm high.
Wow.
Next one. So, you coming over later?
Nope.
Okay. Tomorrow, then, after work?
Nah.
Saturday don't work for me, so Sunday, I guess?
I'm actually busy until the 35th of February.
I like that.
Nevuary.
And there's plenty yeah. more drunk text from Bex.
So following this Instagram account inspired me to do something just because my feelings are hurt when an ex won't leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just text once a week,
mm-hmm.
just very casual things.
Mm-hmm.
I said, please leave me alone. Just like, leave me alone.
Right.
That's how you keep
That's
texting.
Fair.
Just stop texting.
Or ignore. But
right.
even if you ignore, a week later, there might be a random casual, how's it going?
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't been going well.
How's
know?
It going?
So finally, I just decided to do something a little out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
I came up with my own error message.
Describe what you did before you sent the text, Jenna.
What do you mean?
You went into your settings.
Oh, I went into my settings and I changed it my iMessage off so it would be like green so the dots wouldn't show up.
That's where Jenna is really genius.
Because I'm texting an error message, so I didn't want to show up. So we're going to put it up there. I blurred out the rest of the conversation. I wrote in all caps. I Googled blocked messages. I don't even know if someone gets it when your number is blocked, but
I
wrote service error 409. The subscriber you are trying to reach has blocked incoming text messages from this number. It's just a text.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
He never responded.
Wow.
Next week.
He's not really blocked.
We'll post that up at KidNation.com if you want to steal it.
Why is he not really blocked if you truly don't want him to text you anymore, Jenna?
What do you mean?
Why don't you really block him?
He's on like, Instagram and stuff, but I mean, just not on the cell phone. I don't know.
I guess
I
can't
really block him.
I don't know if you can.
Can you not?
You can.
I don't think you can.
There's got to be a way.
I guess, yeah, I could.
You want to leave the possibility of
no, she doesn't.
You?
No, but I don't know why. I just thought that was funnier.
It is funny.
That was great.
I just thought it was fun because I don't want to like block someone from it's not like he's harassing me.
So you're going to let him know he's not really blocked?
Well, I think I just did.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.